Yeah, I would think that Mount Pleasant, based on the level of investment and the level of infrastructure development, would have been able to get across the line and become the first team from St. Anne to win the Jamaica Premier League title like they did yesterday. The technical team, I think, led by Theo Whitmore, has been the final link in the chain that has made the difference this time around. As if we should look back over the last 5 years, the investment has always been made in players, infrastructure, coaches, you name it. It might have taken a little longer than expected, but it stands to reason that with the level of input, they would naturally would have come a time when they would have gotten over the line. Not that it is a given, but usually it does. The effort, of course, must be congratulated as the club has achieved its main objective, and that is in getting into the CONCACAF competition. And this will also be significant in helping to market the Mount Pleasant Academy. This has not happened with other clubs from St. Anne, maybe because the level of input, organizational input and financial input and the structural input that is necessary was probably not forthcoming. Sometimes it would have been there, but not able to stand the test of time. That Mount Pleasant was able to do, and as a result, they have gotten over the line. And as a result, they're Premier League champions.